The DMCA, the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, has a number of different facets. It has facets that relate to when, for example, an ISP would be required to turn over information on a subscriber, and what, you know, what the rules are for that. It also, a very important component of it is that it has the takedown rules that says when, for example, a website would have to take down infringing material when they receive a notification that it is infringing. But it's also important to understand that even under the DMCA, which by any reasonable interpretation is much milder than the kinds of things we see in the current ACTA text, there have been a range of abuses in terms of widespread, you use the term fishing expeditions, and that's a reasonable way to put it, by intellectual property holders who have sent out letters, for example, demanding money from people who had nothing to do with downloading movies at all, because they were basing their accusations on bad IP addresses, faulty information concerning who had which IP address at any given moment. And there are stories of 89-year-old grandmothers who probably never had any interest at all in the movies they were accused of getting these threatening letters, and people who have even paid thousands and thousands of dollars when they were completely innocent. So there's been a real backlash to abuses even under the DMCA regime. Under the ACTA regime, this goes so much farther that the kinds of mistakes and problems and overreaching that can occur, even if you forget about the fact that in the U.S. we have certain fair use rights, ACTA basically ignores these. So the conflict between this kind of international agreement and domestic laws is a very important one.
Well, I'll hone in on that even further here. But I would already be in trouble for downloading something even though it's in another country. And part of the intent of the ACTA, the Anti-Counterfeit Trade Agreement, is to be able to call upon the police agency, say, in Holland, and say we're coming after the piratebay.org for not just because I downloaded it, but they're going to come after it for having offered it. And they might even be able to say, not only are we coming after you for offering it, they may come after me for downloading it. That's a separate crime. Then they'll go after the piratebay.org for offering it, and then perhaps even to go into their files and find out who sent it to them, so they can find out who violated their original employee agreement in Hollywood by sending this information out.
It is certainly possible to argue that the international situation regarding these kinds of offenses needed harmonization, needed some agreements to help make it work better. The problem comes up when the approach that's taken goes so much further. Google recently, within a few days, I think, compared this to a cancer, where it started off with one focus and then just kept expanding, like a cancer spreading through the body into all kinds of other areas. Because the problem is, the ACTA, for example, has a concept of what are called internet intermediaries. And it's a very broad listing of entities who can be pulled into these situations. And if, for example, you start to get into a regime where search engines become responsible for the content of sites that they link to, you can imagine what a suffocating impact that would have on the internet in all kinds of ways, including legal material.
Yeah, now that's just what I want to get to. So then, let's just say that ACTA, in its proper use, limited scope, trying to follow along the original argument for why we needed to create it. It was to stop me from being able to download Iron Man 2 minutes after it opens. It's to go after the website that offers Iron Man 2 minutes after it opens, and then perhaps to find the person who sent it to them. But then ACTA goes the extra step, so that what they can do is they can go after Google to tell them my IP address if I typed into the Google search box download free Iron Man 2, and they gave me the link to the piratebay.org. What you're saying is, with ACTA, now Google is involved in policing me. They have to become essentially the cyber snitch.
At the very least, there could be all kinds of new liabilities put on internet intermediaries that could cause them to drastically pull back on all kinds of legal things that they do for fear of massive liabilities. The issue here is that ACTA, when it started, it can certainly be said that ACTA, when it started, you know, there were reasonable issues there. But remember, the whole thing has been done since then, since the start, in secret. And when you do something like this in secret, everybody who has their own vested interest, regardless of whether it's fair or reasonable or not, wants to pile in. You know, too many cooks, you know, making the dinner there. And
right.
So you have everybody saying, well, let's add this, let's add this, let's add this. And it just becomes kind of a potpourri wish list for intellectual property holders, where the actual legal domestic national law rights of ordinary citizens for fair use, for proper, for due process, for warrants before information is released, just gets trampled right over. And that's the real risk that has occurred with ACTA when it has progressed the way it has, especially in secret.